While moving backwards, you must continually check all around, and it's okay to pause the car to make these checks if you prefer. Look out for other road users, drivers, cyclists, pedestrians approaching your car. And when they approach your safety bubble, pause and wait for them to pass. It's their priority if they are driving or riding forwards. If they stop and allow you to continue, then carry on reversing, but watch out for them starting to move again. Your safety bubble is about two car lengths all around your car. You're aiming to keep the car about half to a full steering wheel's width away from the curb throughout the whole manoeuvre. If you end up too far from the curb, steer towards the curb until you're closer to it, and then steer away from the curb until the car's straight, and then straighten your steering. Only steer slightly, no more than a quarter steer, so you don't get too much of an angle on the car. If you end up too close to the curb, steer away from the curb until you're further away, then steer towards the curb until the car's straight, and then straighten your steering. Remember, only steer small amounts. Practicing. You should start practicing on quiet roads that have little to no traffic if possible. A quiet car park is a really useful place to practice steering and reversing. The most important aspects of any manoeuvre, any reversing manoeuvre, are good observations, good speed control and accuracy. Accuracy is not as important as your observations and your speed control though.